Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Congratulations, Stephanie Palmieri, the first winner in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. She put a grand in her hand this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the way to kick off your day.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Just remember, anytime you play, you text that code word to 40772 or enter it through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Just be ready for the phone to ring from a number you probably don't recognize.
Right. Pick it up,
your
man.
Next chance to win will be in less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. Another shot to put a grand in your hand. 6:05, it is Tuesday morning.
Oh, man. And could the wind stop? Who did Mother Nature wrong? Father Nature do?
It's going to be nice.
Man, it better be nice. It's going to be chilly today. It's actually chilly up there, which I don't mind that.
Right.
It's the wind. Good God, I never sleep through my alarm. I took a freaking Benadryl last night because I'm miserable with allergies. Slept through the alarm. Woke up thinking, I think I hear music. Well, I did, like 20 minutes after my alarm went off. Yeah, it's lovely. It's a beautiful thing, the allergies.
And you never do that either.
No,
do
I
you?
Don't. Oh, God, no. I'm up before the alarm. This
they
is ridiculous.
Say, plenty of sunshine and warm today, high in the low 70s. Low 70s today, same for tomorrow. Upper 70s the high, maybe 79, 80.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see what happens.
I'm doing the, what is it now? What is
51.
It
51.
Okay, yeah, hello. I'm doing the sexting last night. It was like, how are you doing? Well, my left eye is like swollen shut.
Yeah, that's
it's all
hot.
Crusty. Yeah. And I got a cold compress on my eyes. And how are you doing? What are you wearing?
Well, that's a turn on.
Oh, I got to go. Oh, no, yeah. no, don't go. No.
Sniffle.
Don't go. No, I'm good.
Well,
don't
should
worry
be
about
nice
it.
Today, so hopefully all this will die down. But they say wind again before the weekend,
oh,
so you
I
never
hope
know.
So. Oh,
first
God,
dose of some
down.
Cheap, trashy Chattagossip Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Well, it's a new cover of an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, and it's pretty cool. I will play a little bit of it for you.
All right,
you.
We got that for you, plus some other stories. Entertainment news after Stevie Nicks.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Ray's Cheap, Trashy, Chatty, Gossipy Entertainment Tabloid News.
Well, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, they, of course, had a baby girl. They named the baby True Thompson, which was actually Kris Jenner's grandfather's name and her father's middle name. So it's not just a name, you know, out of the blue that they chose, which is kind of cool.
Is it short for Truman?
I don't think so, because it's T-R-U-E.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay. I know it. So kind of cool, I suppose. It's kind of a cool name, I guess. I mean, it's a family name, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
excuse me, Taylor Swift. She did a cover of Earth, Wind, and Fire's September. A very, very different style. Listen
right.
to this.
Our hearts were ringing in the key that our souls were singing. As we danced in the night, remember how the stars stole the night away.
I think it's kind of cool, actually.
I don't
Earth,
like
Wind,
it.
And Fire, they like it a lot. They
do
actually
they?
Liked it. Yeah. Yeah, they liked
you know
it
what?
A lot.
I think I'd have to hear it a couple of times for it to grow on me.
Well, I think it's cool that she did a different style, because what, are you just going to copy it? That's been done.
You can't do
you
that.
Know? No, uh-uh.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's very folksy.
I would have to listen
indie.
To it a couple of more times, and maybe it would grow on
me. It's different, that's for sure.
Sounds different.
Ellen DeGeneres donated $1 million to rebuild a Texas high school gym that was destroyed by Hurricane Harvey. God, she's always doing that. We'd love to do that, people. We can't. But anyhow, good for Ellen.
Yeah.
And very sad news yesterday and unexpected. Man, Harry Anderson, Night Court, which was a great show. Harry Anderson died of natural causes at 65 years old.
That's it. He was only 65?
Yes, 65 years old, which
wow.
I can't believe. I'm hoping there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
But other credits, of course, Dave's World, the original 1990 miniseries version of It. Huge Mel Torme fan, by the way. Somebody had mentioned this to me. I did know him. My father knew him so well. He was so naturally funny. An amazing magician as well. I don't know if people know. I mean an amazing close-up magician.
Right.
which is so awesome to watch.
That and was his deal, right? I mean, was he was more deal. Of a magician he than was. He was a comedian.
He was a street performer.
And
he
by
was
the way,
magician.
He was also on Cheers for a while as a reoccurring character.
Yes, he was.
As Harry Anderson.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Harry the Hat. Boy, really sad, though, to hear that. Just a great, great guy. Harry Anderson, 65 years old. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. So many stages, so many venues, no need to go anywhere else.
626, you had mentioned the passing of Harry Anderson from Night Court. Also from Cheers. He used to appear on David Letterman, too.
Yeah, he did. He was on there quite a bit, actually.
This is a pretty funny episode from Night Court. If you don't remember Harry Anderson, maybe the voice will strike a chord with you. Here it is.
Oh, come on. Get real, guys. Star Trek is a TV show, for criminy sakes. I'm going to fine you each $30, and I suggest you stop living with your parents.
You have no authority over us.
I beg your pardon?
We are governed by the laws of the Federation.
Is that so? Okay, that's contempt, Chucko. One day in the county jail.
That's what you think.
And they vaporize right in front of him.
Yes.
It was such a good show and great cast.
Yeah, it was.
Harry Anderson passing away at the age of 65. So young, especially when you hear natural causes.
Wow.
So
very
odd.
Surprising. Yeah.
It is Tuesday morning, and of course, don't forget, tonight, it is Game 4 of the NHL playoffs with the Knights on the road in L.A. And if they win tonight, they sweep.
Yes, they do. That's right.
But as we were talking about yesterday, don't say anything. Don't talk about it. About that.
No,
you can talk about watching the game and you know, time to night up, people.
Right.
Now, we already posted our pictures.
We did.
And we're wearing the white because we're on the road.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you'd like to post your pictures of you nighting up, which means wearing your gear to work, to school.
Yes.
You know, just put something on.
We'd love to see it. And you know what? Post it on our Facebook page. If you can, if you have problems or something, go ahead and email us. I'll get it up there. Don't you worry about that.
So tonight, Game 4. And a lot of people, and I don't know why we're still going through this, how to watch the game. All I know for sure right now is AT&T Sportsnet, Cox Cable, Channel 1313.
Right.
You can watch there. Or on DirecTV, which a lot of my friends say 684, Channel 684. Anything else, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I don't know, unless you go to a bar or a...
Well, I mean, you can certainly watch it online. I think that the NHL, actually, you can watch it through that online. You might have to pay for some. Hulu had it for free last week, but you got to have a subscription to Hulu.
If you want, and I think you might have to go right now to the practice facility.
Yeah.
They have that bar there, that bar and restaurant.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is packed.
I was there yesterday, and boy, it was busy there. Very busy. Somebody was practicing. Somebody was out on that ice. Wasn't kids.
No.
Uh-uh.
All right, so looking forward to it. Game 4 tonight in L.A.
Go, Knights, go!
Let's start it.
Go, Knights, go!
So if you're going to night up, we'd love to see your pictures. And you can do that on our Facebook page, which you can like a link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. You have a chance to grab your share of $150,000 in the Grand in Your Hand contest. Details coming up soon on the station number one. We're playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Billy Joel's My Life, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Come on.
Go, Knights, go.
Night up. Game 4 tonight. Vegas Golden Knights, LA Kings, 7:30. Make sure you're watching. It's 7:08. You wanted to know, we were talking about this off the air yesterday, when you know it's time to move in with that somebody.
Yeah, you know somebody who's moving in with someone as we speak.
Yep.
We've got so many friends who have moved in with someone. I'm not talking about marrying. I'm talking about moving in with someone.
Just moving in.
Yeah, and you and Jody, did it, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very careful, though.
Yeah.
Because she brought it up.
Right.
She brought it up. Because somebody initially always says.
Right.
Do you know how much money we could save if we just lived together?
Yeah.
Or how much more convenient. I'm here all the time anyway.
I'm here all the time anyhow. Yeah.
And it always sounds like a good idea because you're out.
Yeah.
You're having a couple of pops.
Right.
You're enjoying everything in the relationship is great.
Yeah. Yes.
But there are some things that psychologists say you should go through or talk about.
Yeah.
Before you move in together. And a lot of people never do any of these.
No, they don't. Like money. You got to talk about money. You've got to talk about bills.
Right.
Who's paying what bills? All of that stuff. I know that that's always a point of contention.
Jody and I talked about that. She goes, do you know how much money you could save? If I lived, and
how much, honey?
I did. I said, how much? And she goes, what? How much could I save?
Yeah. Yes.
And then when people found out I was charging her rent or she had to pay rent.
That's.
They were like, are you kidding me?
Oh, shut
and
up.
I said,
that's,
no.
That's just silly.
Now,
we
sat down and said, okay, if you're going to pay this much, then I'll do this,
right,
and that.
Right. A lot of times you split things up. Exactly. Nobody's going to live rent free anywhere.
Okay.
A lot of people will test it as a strength of their relationship. You know what? This is it's the next level.
Yeah.
This is what we should be doing. Number one, though, is do not move in together if you have not had your first big fight.
That's what you have to go through.
Yes.
You should go through a fight.
Yep. They say until you've had a real argument,
right,
you don't know that other person. You don't know how they fight, how they argue, how they discuss, how they work things out.
How they react.
Yes, exactly.
Because once you're in, there's nowhere to go.
No, it's tough. And if you do the old, your place is being sold. Well, you want to move in now? I guess we can move in together. Is that, you want to?
Because that seems so obvious and so much easier.
See, that's what I did with my ex. You heard me say that, ex, right? Yeah, it was the old, your place is being sold. Well, I guess we could move in together now. And you want to try
it? We're dating.
Okay, we can try it, yeah. Yeah, for like 6 years. I think it's about time. Okay, sure.
Wow.
And it wasn't probably the best thing to do or the best way to do it. But I'm just kind of wondering if you are living together or if you're thinking about it. I mean, what is it you need to get through or know about that other person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
wish you would have known.
Or wish you would have known, before you move in with that other person. 702-739-9636. You can call or text.
Mike and Carla Morning Show talking about moving in with that person and a list of things you need to go through before you make that move.
Betsy says, I wish we would have talked about why we were doing it. We felt like it was the next step, and it wasn't. And Carla, you and Mike are right. You absolutely do not know someone until you have that first fight.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy says, money. You have to talk about it, and you have to talk about how you're splitting things up, because if you don't, that will be your first argument.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, my God, that's great. And Beth says, you better talk about marriage. If this is a precursor to marriage, discuss kids. There seemed to be a little issue with me and my now ex.
Oh.
One of us wanted kids and one didn't and thought the other one would change their mind. Oh, my.
Nope.
That's not good at all.
702-739-9636. Thinking about moving in or have moved in with that person and have moved on.
Yep.
I wish I would have known this about that person before I moved in with he or she. We'd love to hear from you this morning. We're talking about this thing where you might be thinking about moving in with somebody. There's a list of things they say you should go through before you actually move in with that person.
Yeah, sure.
You should have one big blowout.
Right. Yeah, because you don't know how somebody not even argues, but works problems out. How about that?
Talk about that. Money.
Right.
Talk about the arrangement.
Right.
Basically, talk about everything.
Yeah, well, this is interesting because Allison says we were having problems and thought moving in together would help.
Ooh.
It didn't help. Not to mention when you move in with someone, you're totally exposed. You get to see each other on the toilet every single day.
There's nowhere to go.
No, there isn't. And she says, matter of fact, I think now if I were to get married, I would consider marrying someone and still keeping separate places. Wow. I know a couple who does that.
Really?
Yeah, and they've been married, I don't know, 13, 14 years now? Yeah. Hmm. Works for them. Now, somebody mentioned, because Mike, you said, I wish I would have known this before I moved in. I don't know who this is. There's no name on this, but it says, I wish I would have asked what medications she was on.
Check the medicine cabinet.
Oh, goodness.
Well, listen to this now. Jody and I have been together for a long time.
Right.
We've lived together for quite a long time, too. But one of the things when she moved in, I said no to. Mm-hmm. She wanted to bring a gun in the house.
She had a gun. Right.
And it kind of caught me off guard. And I started thinking, first of all, why? What happened to you that you needed a gun?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I said, no, you can't bring a... If you're going to move in, you can't bring the gun.
Right.
Now, I'm not a gun guy.
Right, right.
She knew how to shoot a gun. She was raised around guns and stuff like that.
Which would scare you even more, probably, not being a gun guy.
Really?
I know. I was about to say,
you know what? You can bring a gun in, but I get to hide it. I'm just a little... Now, having said that...
Right.
Having said that... Having lived together now for as long as we've lived together, right. We're married now and everything else, I think I would have been, I would be more comfortable with her now saying, hey, can we buy a gun or can I get my gun back or can I bring it in the house?
Yeah.
I would say yes now.
Yeah.
But initially, not knowing which way things were going to go, let's leave the gun outside.
Yeah.
I'm just a little paranoid.
I totally get that. There are accidents. Neither you nor I are real gun people. And it's perfectly okay to own one.
And I'm not saying I'm pro-gun against...
No,
I don't want to get into that.
No, it's perfectly okay to have one, but you just didn't want it in the house when you guys first moved in together. I get that. I dated somebody way back in the day who I don't date smokers. I sure don't know, but smoked once in a while. Just once in a while. But it was like, no.
Yeah.
No. Not going to happen. No.
That was one of the first questions and one of the first things we talked about.
Never again.
You smoke? No. All right.
Yeah. Never
again. Move forward.
Right.
Those things you need to ask or talk about before you make that big move. 96.3 KKLZ, where right now you have a chance to grab your share of $150,000. The word is cents, as in dollar and cents, C-E-N-T-S. Just text that word to 40772 or enter it online through our website, 96.3kklz.com. A little bit later on this hour, we'll announce a winner, so you still have time to do that. 8:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Plenty of sunshine. Going to be nice. Well, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and warm, nice and cool. High in the upper 60s, low 70s. I think it's going to be nice. Same for tomorrow, but upper 70s the high. It's about 55 now. And as we talk more and more about the Golden Knights, game 4 tonight in L.A., they could wrap it up with a win.
Sure could.
Got to talk about our baseball team, the Las Vegas 51s. You know, they move into this new stadium out at Summerlin next season. They have to find a new affiliate. They have to find a new parent club. And they won't do that until after the season's over.
Yeah.
But they're also going to look for a new name.
And they're actually holding a contest right now. They want, you know, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, why? They want the community to kind of be involved in this. They want the community to help with the naming like the Knights did.
Yeah.
You know, they put it out there and they're looking for a new name, a new affiliate. They, you know, a lot of people say, well, why change it? Personally, I'll be honest, I hate the 51s. I think it's a dumb name. That's me. I like the Stars. I love that.
I don't think the front office of the baseball team was real happy with the 51s either.
No, I don't think they were either.
It didn't turn out to be as popular as they thought it would be.
Right. I always thought even like the Aliens would have been fine, but the 50... Right. What are the 51s? That's a...
Well, to a lot of people, they don't know.
Right, exactly. But they're looking for a new name now. And as a matter of fact, I posted it on our Facebook page. You can get on there and you can put in your suggestion.
Oh.
But that's what we'd kind of like to get. I'd like to hear some of the suggestions out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe a more baseball-y name.
I agree.
You know, like the Barons or the...
Somebody
put the Vipers.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I don't know if you can... I don't think you can with your farm teams go with the same name, can you?
No.
So if you're... Yeah, I mean, which is unfortunate.
I think you can. I just don't think a lot of teams do.
Right. I personally would like the Las Vegas Heat or the Las Vegas Suns, something like that. That's indicative of Vegas, but not that, you know, I don't want somebody to throw the pit bosses. No.
Gamblers. Nothing,
maybe the Gamblers. Maybe.
Okay.
But I guess I'd want something more teamy, more sporty.
Well, like I said, more baseball.
Yeah, more baseball, exactly. Then you know.
I don't even know if that's a word. But
yeah, you know.
But I think you get my drift.
Yes, I totally get your drift.
All right, if you want to, add your 2 cents. That's the key.
so to speak.
Go to our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Another dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty gossip entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Elton John says he never thought this song would be a big hit.
All right, we'll find out what that is, plus some other news after REO Speedwagon.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
American Idol not doing too well. They hit an all-time rating low on Sunday night. The worst ratings they've ever had with all seasons. And the Voice is kind of kicking their butt right now. I don't know that it was the best thing for them to come back. They should have gone out on top, probably, but who knows? Maybe it'll pick back up.
Okay.
Mariah Carey's ex-manager is suing her, claiming she was unfairly let go and is owed a bunch of money. She also says Mariah sexually harassed her because she was always naked, walking around naked, and often did sexual things in front of her. This is her ex-manager who is
Mariah did.
Mariah, yes, okay. Mariah did.
Not the manager.
No, no. Okay. No. The manager says Mariah took advantage of situations and just harassed. That's all. Prince wrote a memoir. Apparently, before he died, it's coming out later this year. And Elton John said in a recent interview, he never thought Benny and the Jets was going to be a real hit.
I just didn't hear it as a single. It was only when the record company phoned me up and said, listen, it's the number one R&B record in Detroit. I went, put it out. For it to go to number one on the R&B charts, can't get a better approval rating than that for me as a musician.
And I went, put it out.
Yeah.
Put him up.
That's one of the songs he doesn't like to sing anymore.
Yeah, so. I know. And that's probably one of my very favorite Elton John songs. I love that song. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos, home of entertainment. They have got so many stages and so many venues. No need to go anywhere else.
People locking on to our Facebook page, which you can do through our website, 96.3kklz.com, throwing out their ideas for a new name for the baseball team, the Las Vegas 51s.
Yeah, we're getting some interesting feedback. We've got some Las Vegas Gamblers. Somebody said the Las Vegas Aces, but you can't do that. The WNBA just came in as that.
Right.
And also the Reno baseball team is the Aces. But so you know, maybe a good suggestion, but can't be used there. We cannot be used there. Come on, move. I'm sorry, my page is not reloading. There we go. Also, and we're getting a few people, of course, saying, why change it? You know, why change the name? Well, because they're changing the name. Vegas,
they're changing stadiums.
Yes,
they're changing
affiliates.
The parent ball club.
Right.
So they want a whole new look,
Yes, and they want the community involved in this. They want community involvement. We got a Las Vegas Fury. Ooh, Las Vegas Neon. That's kind of cool.
Don't we have a soccer team like that?
I can't remember now what our soccer
professional
team is.
Soccer
yeah,
team?
I know. I can't remember. Is it? I don't think that's it. Is that it?
I think so.
Las Vegas Solars. Okay. All right.
I would suggest go back to the Stars, Las Vegas Stars.
I agree. I think that would be easy.
And then you can have the retro unis, you know, on certain days, special occasions.
Yeah, a lot of people wanting that. Las Vegas, the Silver Spurs.
No.
The Lucky Sevens.
No.
The Las Vegas Barons.
Yeah.
I know. And this always comes up, the Scorpions. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds like a Little League team to me, though. That sounds a little league-ish, doesn't it?
Sounds
like a T-ball
team. We'll keep them coming.
We're the Scorpions!
Yeah. ZZ Top tickets, we have those to give away. Going to tell you how to win about 7-8 minutes from now. Oh, by the way, I wanted to play you this version of, because you talked about Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
Yes.
And that's a song that I know he still does.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been on record saying, I really don't like doing it.
Yeah, it's too bad.
But I do like this version. This is from the Elton John Grammy Salute.
Oh, yeah.
Which was on CBS, a couple of nights ago?
Yeah, not long ago.
I like this version. We always joke off the air. It's one of those.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So I think if I think he does it that way.
I like that
sounds
a lot.
Good. All right.
Man.
Tickets for ZZ Top. It's going to be at the Venetian Theater. Venetian on Wednesday, April 25th. These are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. That's a great place to see a show.
It sure is.
Turned out to be a great venue. All right, here you go. You have to identify ZZ Top. We have a clip from a ZZ Top song.
Okay.
I've reversed
backwards,
it.
Backwards, okay.
We're going to play it backwards for you. And all you have to do is figure out what song by title we're playing backwards. Here it is. That's it.
You want to do that again?
You want it one more time?
Yes.
Here you go. If you can figure out what song by title okay. that is from ZZ Top we're playing backwards, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636, you got the tickets for ZZ Top. Chance to win those tickets for ZZ Top. Here's the clip from a ZZ Top song. We're playing backwards. Carla, we have Cindy on the phone. Cindy, can you identify from that clip the name of the ZZ Top song?
Sharp Dressed Man.
You are right.
Nice yeah. job.
I think it was the end right there.
Yeah, I think that was it.
You think so?
The end, yes.
Yeah, you got the tickets. You're going to see the Hey How Now ZZ Top.
Oh, my God. That is so exciting.
Yes. Going to be at the Venetian Wednesday night, April 25th. That is a week from tomorrow.
Cool.
Cindy, hang on the line. We'll take down some details. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And go, Knights, go!
Go, Knights, go!
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Western Women's Expo. Happening the 21st, 22nd over at the Rio. When a woman orders spicy food on a date, Carla, it makes the guy she's with seem more attractive.
It makes the person she's with seem more attractive. Okay.
When All a right. woman orders spicy food on a date, it makes the guy she's with seem more attractive. The researchers think okay. it could be because of the words we use to describe spicy foods, like hot right. and intense.
Right.
So huh. we associate those words with the person we're with.
All right.
So if a guy's with a woman and she orders spicy food, we think, all right.
Okay.
I don't know what we think. I guess. Idiots.
I think she's... gonna have a stomach ache later on. I'm gonna need a bathroom.
Heartburn.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they say there's an app for everything.
Yep.
And now there is.
One for that, too.
Yep. It will. This app will pick the music for you based on the rhythm of how you're getting it on.
All right. Okay.
This is so easy. Can't believe we didn't think of this.
Oh, gosh.
You put your phone on the mattress and the app measures the vibrations. Then it picks the right music for you and your tempo and, you know, as you're right. going at it. It's called Bed Beats.
I was sleeping, honey. I was sleeping.
And it costs $2.79.
That's not bad.
No. Give it a shot.
See if that works. I was sleeping again. I'm sorry. I was sleeping. Wow. Okay. Well, Mike, the cops in Wales, they caught a drug dealer after they found a photo of his hand holding a bunch of ecstasy. This is the real deal, people. They were able to digitally pull his fingerprint from the picture.
Wow.
Sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. Wow.
I didn't know they could do that.
They can do that. Don't put your, you know what, if you have your hands up, they say don't have the fingerprints facing the camera.
Well,
do it
now
the other
I
way.
Know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Somebody can pull your prints. You think your identity was stolen? Jeez, your whole person can be stolen now. That's not me. It is not me. And some new stats on millennials. You just talked about sex, Mike. On millennials' sex lives. They say that millennials are between, I believe it's the ages of now 24 and 36, I believe it is. More than one-third have had sex somewhere adventurous. Two-thirds incorporate some sort of toy by the time they hit their mid-30s. And 41% of women, I am so far behind, 41% of women send nude photos out at least once a week.
Really?
Once a week!
Well, women do that.
The millennial women do that. You gotta date someone, you gotta date a millennial. Female. Because me, I can't. Geez, the lighting. Where's my... I got a filter. I got to filter that out. That's got to come out right there. Because that's... Yeah, shoot. Let me take that again. I think I've sent the one.
That was the only one?
That's two. I sent two. Yeah. So I'm so embarrassed.
Let me tell you how bad it is with Jody and myself. I have to tell her I'm sexting. Hey, I'm sexting. That's what I'm doing. She goes, really?
Yeah, that's me sexting. I ate two lunches. Yes.
She goes, well, stop it. I'm busy. I don't have time.
You got to remind me that you're sexting.
I do.
It's not a good thing. You smell like ham. Oh, obviously not.
That's how old we are.
No, exactly. Spicy food hurts my stomach. For the love of God, it's Tuesday. That's your other news.
Elton John and the song we were talking about earlier this morning.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I knew it was a hit when it was number one.
No, actually, he didn't think it would be.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't think it'd be a big single.
But then it was on one of the charts. And
yeah, Detroit. He said it was huge there, so okay. All right.
Put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mike and Carla Morning Show, 940. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Big Flex Razors. Join the millions of guys who use Big Flex razors. Smooth shave, smooth price. Big Flex, looking forward to coming back Wednesday morning.
Well, we will have your first couple of shots at putting a grand in your hand, 5 a.m., 8 a.m. And also, we will have more tickets to see ZZ Top. And, of course, being Wednesday, it'll be another round of Kazookie-Yoki Wednesday. Hopefully, I don't sound like Brenda Vaccaro tomorrow. What? But, or Suzanne Plachette. Go away, wind.
I think it's going to be a nice day today.
I hope so. In case anybody's wondering, my left eye is swollen shut. So, aside from that, I'm great.
Carla's just going up and down the hallways. Cut me, man. Cut me.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Don't forget to night up today.
That's in a bar fight.
Game 4.
Yes, night up.
Vegas Golden Knights tonight in L.A. taking on the Kings. Game 4. If they win, they move on. If not, they come back to Vegas. And they play at the T-Mobile on Thursday. So as we've been saying all morning long, go Knights, go.
Yeah, our East Coast friends, just stay up for a little bit of the game if you can.
Starts at about 10:30 on the East Coast.
Yes.
Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up. You can do that with a podcast. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush will have your next chance to put a grand in your hand at 10 o'clock. We're back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.